Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Tony Simmons, and you're listening to the Creative Passions Podcast from the News Herald. This week I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of artists who are doing a joint show at Gulf Coast State College opening on January 24th. Kristen Anderson and Al Feinstein, two painters, a two-man exhibition featuring work by both of them separately. Quite different from each other. They come from different parts of the country, different cultural backgrounds, different generations. But what they have in common is a lifelong love of painting. I had the opportunity, as I said, to speak with them, and here is a portion of our conversation.
So let's talk about your creative passion. What, you know, you said as a child you knew you wanted to be an architect.
Yes.
And taking your art classes helped to show you a different way of expressing yourself. But what is the thing that just, you said you can't stop. Something's driving you. What do you feel when you're at the canvas or whatever you're using for it?
Well, I don't start with a preconceived notion. I sit and I look at the canvas and let it sort of tell me, and then I start. And as I start, I build up an idea of which direction I want to go. Not what the end result is going to be, but which direction I want to go. And as I'm working, that theme comes through and I work to get there. Now, there's one philosophy I have is that it takes two people to do a work of art. And those two people is the same person.
Okay.
The person is the person who's doing the work, getting it done. Second person is the one who taps you on the shoulder and says, it's done. You have to stop.
Now.
Because an artist can work on his piece of work forever. It's never finished, right? Even when you see it on the wall and you've been away from it for years,
you look
at it and say, you know, what would happen if I did this instead?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I say it takes two people to do a piece of art.
You have to abandon it. It's like, you know, it's like your child. You could always do something more, but at some point you just have to say, okay, go.
Yes, exactly.
Send it out into the world.
That's right.
With that belief, I really feel strongly about how important art is to everybody. And it's true because it goes back to prehistoric times, you know, and there had to be an artist back then. So that's what keeps me going. I know I'm not finished. I know there's more that I can do that's going to be better than what I've done. So you got to keep going.
Yeah, wait on the next killer.
Kristen, how about you? I know you incorporate a lot of like found items into some of your art.
Indeed.
And it's always been like a question in the back of my mind is how much do you go out and look for the thing to finish the piece, and how much is you see the thing and you have a piece that comes to mind? You know, is it?
Good question.
Yeah, that is.
It's a little bit of both, you know. It's not a no. Neither one tips the scale more so than the other. You know, I have pieces of paper that I've had for 5 years. You know what I mean? That I just happen to work in this particular piece. You know, or I found a keyboard out on the street once, and I knew what I wanted to do with it right away.
Yeah.
So it's both. It's both.
Well, what about your passion?
Similar to Al's, you know, it's just in me, you know. As I walk through the world, I see stuff, damn, that would make a cool piece. I see just imagery, and I kind of crop it like a photographer, you know. That would be a cool photo. It's just coming out of me, you know what I mean? So I might as well hone it and see what I can do with it. You know, it's not necessarily for me, it's for the world, right?
You know?
It's like I can do all this and keep it to myself in the closet and nobody ever sees it, and that does nothing.
Well, it's like the definition of sound. You have to have a receiver.
Right on.
Someone has to experience it with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even back to what my man said, he was pretty on with all of his points. He's like, I don't necessarily have names or directions for pieces when I start them. I just kind of feel my way through it. You know what I mean? Duality, yes, but mine is a little different. I play the artist and the audience. You know what I mean? I look at it and observe it like anybody else would. And I say to myself, where is the missing areas? What's missing? How do I want to activate these areas? Like that, I kind of feel my way through it, you know? It's organic. Organic, yeah.
Does the person ever not come and tap you on the shoulder and say stop?
Yes.
Yes. And what happens then?
And then keep going.
It becomes a whole different piece.
But how do you know? How do you know if you went too far? How do you stop?
See, now I find myself in areas where I don't like it, but I know that it's recoverable. You know what I mean? So I just keep going, and then I find myself back in a place that I like. It's organic like that.
I tend to, when I'm finished, whether the guy taps me on the shoulder or not, when I'm finished, I'm generally finished with it. I can say that's what I see, but I don't know if somebody else is going to see it that way, and they may like it. I can't predict what someone else is going to see, so I have to give them a chance to see what they want
to
see.
To bring themselves to it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much.
That other voice that you heard in there was Pavel Imroman, who's the director of the Amelia Center Gallery and a professor at Gulf Coast State College. Be sure to check out the two painters at the Amelia Center Gallery at Gulf Coast State College. The opening reception, free to the public, is from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 24th.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.